Welcome everyone, it's RP Jimmy, back at you with Bill for some more WrestleQuest. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good.
Look who we have here.
Oh my gosh, are those boys nasty.
They are. Moxwood and BEW sure do love extreme hardcore wrestling, but are they ready to get nasty? Wait, what did they call him? Hold on, wait. Oh no, it's just Nasty Boy. I thought it said something else. What's SAG say? We're going to nasticize the soft plastic wannabes around here.
Yeah, you tell them, SAGs.
Bill, I don't remember what we did last time on this game. Do you remember anything at all?
He was going to BEW, and I think that's where we met Logan.
Okay. No, like isn't Logan a different story?
Yeah, it is. But that was like our first introduction to him.
Oh, wait, but I did see something up here I want to check out before we continue with the main story. I think it's over here.
Gun? What? A gun store?
Oh, we definitely saw that because I was curious about that in the last video. That's it. Great. Now I can't find what I was looking at. Oh, well. We'll just continue the main story.
All right.
So, Bill, what's your prediction for... I mean, I don't even know. Like, I feel like... And I want you to weigh in on this. I feel like the story hasn't even really started.
Yeah. It's like you're doing these small missions right now. I think our Macho Man here is going to have a match at some point.
Yeah. Maybe... Is this Steamboat?
Mean Dean Love Machine.
Hey, you look pretty fit, like sculpted plastic. Excuse me, I forgot the voice.
Yeah.
Look, let me give you the back of the package version. I need somebody to win a Twisties cup for me. Oh, it's an award they give out for the best performer over at Twisties, the dance club. I promised my gal I would get one, but I just don't have the moves. What do you say? Help out a fellow action figure? Yeah, sure. Oh, I meant to say yes. Oops. Yeah, I changed my mind. Alright, I'll do it. Where is the dancing ballroom? Whoa, ballroom? Twisties is a different kind of dancing establishment. Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me?
Wink, wink.
Okay. You'll see. Just come on back when you're all finished. All finished with what?
Do the twist.
Okay, well, if I want to do the twist now? Oh, I can't wait to get my hands on that cup. Bill, this guy wants us to win the cup and then take credit for it?
Yeah, I know, right? What a jerk.
I guess, unless it's this.
Yeah, this has to be it.
Yeah, Twisties. It says it right there. Alright, let's dance. Let's dance, da na na na. Oh my god, what is this? Oh, you can get rewards, though.
Okay.
Let's see.
This is your song selection.
Yeah, but look at the reward. Like, I can get
a
shark fin drop. Like, baby shark.
Right. Boxwood strut. Pixel thruster. And who's knocking?
I'll try who's knocking. Oh my god.
That's Dance Dance Revolution, but for wrestling. Perfect. Me gusta. Guapo.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah. So,
guapo.
Yeah, if you guapo. Mess up.
Perfect. Guapo. Me gusta. Guapo. Me gusta. It's basically the same three words, folks. I'm not going to... Keep saying, you get the gist.
Is there a time on this?
5 seconds.
All right. No.
Game over.
I was hoping to be in the 90s. What did I get? A don't go here? What did I do? Get a don't go here sign?
Pepper Grande.
right. But, I mean, did I do the mission? Did he?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm going to go home and ask him. Oh, no, I guess not. I guess I wasn't that good. Oh, well, whatever. I'm not doing this guy's work anymore. At least not right now. How do I get to the, past the nasty boys?
Right.
I'm trying to get to the exclamation point. Is it here? All right, here we go. And why is there no music all of a sudden?
I don't know. Maybe you danced so much that the music just cut off.
Maybe. All right, here we go. Just walk
Neon
in.
Neon green bird.
You just watch someone, you walk in and watch someone whack someone else with a steel chair.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Toy Box Jimmy's here.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay, wait, why don't you be Brawny Kilt?
All right. When I hit you, do I get credit for hitting two people?
Come on, you know I'm trying out a new gimmick. Who's Neon Gravebird?
It's Dark Sting.
Oh, okay.
Then ditch the old one. None of this half and half nonsense, you walloper.
Do you think we'll have Joker Sting?
Ooh, maybe.
That's Brawny Kilt, a local up-and-comer. He's also a real hothead. Loves to ruffle feathers. I think you snapped the pinion. Oh, metaphorically, of course. I recognize the other one, the Surf Goth. Also, it's a combination of Stings.
I think so.
The Surf Goth. He is dealing with a major identity crisis right now. Always, Brawny Kilt is the one you should challenge. Do that and you can get noticed by one of BEW's promoters.
Ouch, Jimmy. Is that you? You're Matt Junkie. I didn't think you'd be back for another match. Or do you just need help finding a seat?
God.
Ha ha ha!
Jimmy, what does he mean, another match? Were you a wrestler? Look, we don't need to take a ride down that particular memory lane.
A wrestler? Jimmy? Ha! More like a test dummy for chuck slams. Ha ha ha!
I tried my luck in the ring a while back, but I found I'm a better fan than fighter. But at least I'm prettier than Haggis Oat Face over here.
Watch that mouth of yours, Jimmy, or you'll find yourself on the wrong side of a seating arrangement.
Was he going to be... Was it obstructed view?
Right.
But we could take you...
What's that now?
I said you and your best partner wouldn't stand a chance against me and Toy Box Jimmy in the ring, amigo. You're nothing but bluster and played. We're all wrenches and spice, hombre.
You're on. Gravebird, get in the ring.
Come on, man. You just knocked me out of my nest. I want that side quest. Is it going to go surfer or goth? That's my side quest I want. All right, now I got to remember how to play this game. We haven't done this in a while. All right. Oh, but I don't think I was ever Toy Box Jimmy before.
No, I think this is the first time.
What can Toy Box Jimmy do? Let's see. We could give a 5-finger discount. Chop up. I'm gonna try. I'll do the tag team thing.
Yeah, good idea.
And then no, not taunt. Okay, both of them will get it.
Oh.
Ah, you missed that one, though. Okay. So, Bill, what else has been going on with you while I fight this battle?
Oh, jeez. Honestly, nothing much has been going on. Weather's starting to get colder, so getting ready for the winter. Try to stay warm. I'm sure all of you are by now. Oh!
Nah, I missed that one. I can never. I seem to always have trouble with the whenever it comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh great, Toy Box Jimmy stunned.
mint condition.
I don't know what that means. Gimmicks. I think I attacked him last time.
Right.
See? It's, oh, I don't know what it is. It's always so quick, though, but I don't know. I don't know why I cannot really get that. Toy Box Jimmy's almost dead.
Yeah.
I mean, can I even do anything to... Let's go. I guess I can heal him for 50 HP.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. It'd be nice if I could do something here. Let's right. see. South of the Border Stunner again. Oh, I didn't want to do it to the same guy I've been doing it to. Messed up. At least I got this time.
There you go.
Oh, at least Toy Box Jimmy can do something now. I'm gonna have him heal. To... Wait, who's... Oh no, my HP is fine.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep doing South of the Border stuff until one of them goes down.
That's probably the best thing to do.
Even though it'll only get me one star. See, you know what the other problem that I'm having right now, not necessarily with this game, but like, so usually, because we're, what are we, about 2.5 hours into this, maybe a little less?
Yeah.
Usually around this time in an RPG, at least in my opinion, let me try chop up. There would be like... enemies that you can kind of just practice on and whatnot, and I feel like great. I feel like there's not in this game. Like, you know what? Do you know what I mean? Like how there's.
Yeah, like you probably would be doing something by now.
No, I'll explain in a second. Let me. Wait, what am I doing? I thought I went for the South of the Border Stunner again. Did it just mean this Toy Box Jimmy look really beat up right now?
He does.
No, I mean, so in an RPG, there's like beginner enemies. And
yeah.
So if you're going to level up, you can just level up with, you know, fighting smaller enemies. Oh, I guess I need. But I don't feel like there's one in this game.
Right.
There's no like... Goombas, there's just story and then, oh, here's your next battle that you have to do.
You feel like maybe they're harder or easier?
I don't know. Well, this one's definitely harder because I don't have any real equipment. I'm already out of...
The tape.
Yeah. Right, let me just chew the tape to the No, you can't, because I have no things to assist you with, apparently. How do I just attack? There we go, just strike. That's all I have. That's all I have left. Well, I missed, but I got him down, so at least one's...
Yeah.
This is a... You know what's a good topic to talk about right now? Since
what?
This is supposed to be based on Sting, do you prefer Crow Sting or Surfer Sting of the two?
Oh, and they're both so good. That's the thing. Like, I like them both, but... Oh, hold on. We got a pin.
4, 2, 3. Good. All
you
right.
got him.
Yeah, but I think it's elimination, so I think I got to heal them. Anyway, right. Go back to the Sting topic.
I think I prefer Surfer Sting a little bit more, but like I said, they're both equally good. I don't know. I could go either way. What about you?
I don't know. Let me finish this match here. I would say probably Crowstick. See, but it's weird.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's weird, though, because is Crowstick still considered when he becomes NWO Wolfpack?
Right.
Because then I would say no. Then it's got to be Surfer Sting.
Because
I hated... Not hated. Hate is probably not the right word, but I did not fond of Wolfpack Sting.
Yeah.
Because if he make any sense to me, he's still part of the NWO. Why aren't the announcers still hating on the Wolfpack?
Exactly.
Ugh. Maybe I should try a gimmick that includes a helmet. My head is killing me. That was amazing! Hey, Brawny! You were almost as good as a suplex dummy out there! Haha!
Ugh! I think I need to sit down.
Muchacho Man, I really owe you one. Introduce me to one of those BEW organizers and we'll call it even, Jimmy. Where can we find one?
We'd have to take a reverse field trip, haha!
Wait, what? You thought I was supposed to at the school?
Maybe there's a show at the school.
Yeah, I guess he's saying a reverse field trip because we went all the way over here. And now we have to go back to our original place. Alright, we'll just head back over there.
Alright.
So yeah, we have a couple more of these recorded ahead of time recordings. And then soon it'll be, you know, we'll talk about... You know, I've been doing some thinking. What do you want things to look at after we do these pre-recorded ones? Like, what are you looking to do with this playthrough?
I never even thought about it, actually.
Because, I mean, I've had some ideas. We've talked about how maybe we talk about, you know, some stuff that is more current.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'll be honest with you, my interest is very, very low right now.
Right.
When we're recording this on really everything. So, I don't... Hey, look! Dr. B, my friend! You were Barbie last time, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we've met!
The good doctor here doesn't appreciate a healthy dose of spikes!
I'm not that kind of doctor, blockhead.
Barbie, Muchacho has here saved Tot from the Hubcap. I don't remember that at all. saved Tot from the Hubcap gang.
And if you were doing your job, Jimmy, he wouldn't have been jumped in the first place. I told you to get Tot's butt to class, remember? He's too bright to be banging around with you and your crew all day.
Why is she acting like Toy Box Jimmy is some kind of bad influence? Because I don't get that vibe at all from it.
No, I don't either.
It wasn't my fault. The Hubcap gang broke our agreement. They...
Oh, now I'm supposed to be surprised that some hood rats didn't keep their word? Maybe you need to go to school too, Jimmy.
Oof. Burn.
She told him.
Someone woke up on the wrong side of the package. Okay. Don't worry about her. She's that way with everyone. Her name refers to a razor burn, and her personality... Come on, I'll introduce you to the BEW promoter. He works out of a school? You'll see. Oh boy, what's this owner gonna look like?
Oh man.
So another thing I had an idea for was... What? Principal Robbie. Yeah, go ahead, you be Principal Robbie.
Ah, Toy Box Jimmy, one of Boxwood High's finest graduates. I always knew you'd go far.
Did he go far, though?
I'm not sure.
My shop is a block away. Oh, I guess he owns his own shop. I mean, okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Most of your classmates never even made it out of school.
So you're the one who can help get me into some BEW fights for a chance at the championship title?
I might be, if you can make it worth my while.
Well, what does he mean by that? What? Worth your while? Worth your while? Amigo, seeing the Spice himself unleashed in the ring is one of the most powerful experiences known to toy kind. It will charge your batteries just looking at it. It's so...
You're exciting to watch. I get it, but that's not what I meant. Uh-oh. You see, I have a slight slime problem.
Wasn't expecting that at all.
Me, no, I wasn't.
Sounds like you need to call your janitor, Campanaro.
Oh, this is no sawdust problem. There's a creature on the outskirts of town named Slimy. He's a wrestling manager and promoter. Likes to think of himself as a rival, but he doesn't see the beauty of the special events I have planned.
Oh, do you mean premium live events?
Right. I'm interested in making wrestling into more exciting entertainment. Better entertainment means more ticket sales. We get more money in the school's bank account. Maybe more of Jimmy's classmates can finally graduate.
Hold on, does that mean that there's like a large group of people that are just failing every single year in school?
I think so. This school system sucks.
Look, I don't know what you think we do, but I've never recycled anyone before, and I'm not looking to start now.
Whoa. Who said anything about recycling? That's a dirty business. There's no money in that. I just want you and your spicy friend here to have a conversation with him.
Hold on again. So, in this world, death is recycling?
I guess.
Amigo, if it gets me back in the ring and funds this fine educational institution, you know the muchacho man can't say no.
I knew you were an all-star athlete and student in the moment you walked in, muchacho.
Life in the box.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Barbie, forget something?
Did you two have a meeting with Principal Robbie?
What's it to you? Maybe you should follow your own advice about keeping your nose out of other people's business.
This school is my business.
Take it easy, Dr. Bay. We're just running a little errand for the principal.
Why can I say that word for you?
Extracurricular.
Thank you. An extracurricular activity. You get what I'm saying?
Perfectly. Which is why you'll need a chaperone. It's school policy. Look, these students are everything. Anything that goes on at this school, I want to be a part of. You understand?
Whatever, teach. Slimy's in the junkyard outside of Boxwood to the east. Let's roll.
Alright, new party member.
Alright.
Extra credit has been completed, apparently. So anyway, we were saying, what, like I said, I was wondering, like, maybe once in a while we'll watch, like, an old event and talk about it, like, while we're fighting or something, or...
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just wanting to see, get your, I mean, we still have a couple more, the Backbreaker Boneyard...
Alright, I guess that's where we gotta go.
Oh, did you see the Junkyard Dog?
Yeah, Junkyard Dog.
Does it say thump on his ass?
Oh, I missed it.
No, you couldn't tell. You can't see his ass. Yeah. But...
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Isn't this the Hubcap Gang's turf?
I thought you didn't care about us community organizations and our truces. Besides, this is the only way to get to Slimy.
Let's just get in and get out before they even know we're here. Like that crazed fan that stole a wrestling singlet at Mega Slam Mayhem last year.
Right on. Hey, Teach. What do you think that yellow control box does?
Oh yeah, here's where I'm probably... I feel a puzzle coming on.
Alright.
And I have a feeling I can... breakable objects. Breakable boxes, crates, and other objects can be found throughout dungeons and towns. Smashing these can clear the path to rewards or secrets. Additionally, breaking objects can increase the hype meter for the next battle, provided that the player chains together enough objects in a short enough window of time. Alright, so I will just... wait. Oh! I guess it's just a chance encounter. Yeah, so like, I just want to see what some of your ideas were going into our... I guess you would call it the post-pre-recorded era of playthrough.
I think we would be close to WrestleMania at that time, I believe. Wouldn't we?
No, we might. We might wind up being... well, I don't know. It's going to be close. We'll be right before or right after.
Right. And then obviously Sting's retirement.
I think we're going to miss that, to be honest with you, based on how when they announced the Revolution.
Right.
I mean, we might still make it. I don't know. I'm kind of playing it by ear. What's this? Wait.
Daily Apple.
Apple Day keeps the dog. Oh, it heals. Well, that's good, actually, but I don't need it right now. Rotate. Dr. Jones.
See, this is what Dean Douglas should have been.
Is that also that name of that Aqua song?
Dean Douglas?
No. Dr. Jones. No,
oh,
Dr. Jones.
I don't know. The only one I know is Barbie Girl. That's the only one.
Look up Dr. Jones and see if that's the name of the Aqua song.
Okay.
It's garbage. Oh, what's this? Hide?
It is an Aqua Snake.
Dr. Jones, right?
Yes.
How'd it go with Dr. Jones? Dr. Jones calling Dr. Oh, no!
What happened?
Everyone fell asleep!
Oh, no.
Well, now she's up because she got hit, but... strike.
I'm trying to see how it did. Okay, so that song hit number 18 in the U.S. Dance Club Songs list.
As it should.
That's the highest it got to. Cool. And that's really it. It didn't do well in the U.S.
No, I'm not surprised by that. Oh my god, did you see what just happened?
Oh, you burned him?
No, I think what happened is I kicked him and he just crumbled. He was out of HP.
Shouldn't he have been pinned then?
No, I think he's just a bunch of garbage. I don't think he's an active human being. I think that's what they're going for here.
Right.
I can't do any of these.
No, you can't.
I mean, it does help for me that I do like now that there's three party members. That's the kind of RPG I'm used to. It's like not just one person.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. One of my favorite things is Dragon Warrior 1 was or Dragon Quest 1 was a one person thing. But I don't know. I always like having, you know. I was talking to someone the other day about this, because now that I'm going to be focusing more on RPGs, it's curious. I'm like, what, like, to me, what makes an RPG an RPG? Like, what would you say makes an RPG game to you? I know you're not a big player of RPG right. games, but when you hear, oh, it's an RPG game, what do you think of?
The first thing I think of is the story.
Yeah, I agree with that, for sure.
That's like the first thing that pops into my head. Like, what's your story? What, you know, what is it about? And then I think what also helps is, oh, you got the win. Yeah.
So I guess you don't have to pin any of these people because they're considered monsters?
I guess.
They all just crumble, apparently. So go ahead, you were saying?
Okay, so yeah, the story is obviously first, and then also the objective, like what the mission is. Mm-hmm. What is it that can help make it good?
Right.
Okay, now, hit it now. Or are you, okay, I guess you're not supposed to drop that on him.
No, I didn't think so, because you have to get his attention first. So, besides, right. Now I'm getting, this is kind of, when I mentioned before on how there's no real grind section, this is the part that I was mostly referring to, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are not hard enemies, but it gets you more used to the battle system.
And honestly, I think in a way, like, you can have good characters, but I don't think the characters are as big of an important, you know, role as the story is.
Right, I agree with that, yes. I feel... Shark song! Baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, baby shark. I feel... For me, it's definitely more... When I think of RPG, I expect more of a story... and a better story than the gameplay, usually. Mm-hmm. Not to say that it can't be fun, because I love the hell out of RPGs, but
right.
To me, it's made with a stronger story.
Yeah.
And in some ways, character development as well. Like, that's why I said, I like that there's a three-person party now. Now, what I hope to happen is these three characters get established, and maybe we get a plot twist somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. We learn about their history, and we learn more about their relationship to each other, how they get along.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense.
Okay. Did you hear what he said?
I heard boxwood.
He said, this is how we do it. It was something like, this is how we do it in boxwood.
Enjoy. Come on, muchacho, man. Finish him off. There you go.
Yeah, see, I'm definitely... Now I'm getting more used to it, now that I'm doing back-to-back battles.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to you're doing a battle now, and then 20 minutes later is your next battle. Look what...
Chemistry class.
How did you feel about chemistry?
I was never that good in science. Like I passed, but I wasn't. Like, I will say, like, the teachers were good. It's just I never was really into science.
Bill, what's your favorite car? Since Toy Box Jimmy just learned car lover, apparently.
I've always liked trucks, so.
All right.
Let's see where you go next.
Like I said, I think this is our puzzle portion of the game.
Yeah.
What are these?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just going to get that treasure chest. So, Bill, what else? So, I have another topic to bring up, another general wrestling topic that I wanted to get your thoughts on.
Okay.
So... I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this. What do you consider when a talent is in a company, what do you consider because you hear it all the time, you know, when it's a, you know, when someone goes to AEW from WWE, when it's a bigger name person, they're like, oh, yeah, another ex WWE person. But then, like, sometimes it's like, oh, an Impact Wrestling person goes to one of them, you're like, oh, you're an Impact Wrestling guy going there. Like, even though they might not be the only place that they're performing, what does it take to make someone synonymous with a promotion team?
Oh, gosh. I think there's a few things that go into that. The first one, obviously, is longevity. You know, like, you could be there 3-5 years and be like, oh, he's a WWE guy or an AEW guy. I think that's the first thing.
Okay.
And then the second thing is what your body of work was there.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do? Was it really? I mean, even if it's bad, you know,
right,
it doesn't have to be great or good. It's your body of work, honestly. And I think the final thing is how the fans remember you.
See, I don't know if I'd agree with that, the last one fully, because some people will just watch one product,
right,
and therefore they're biased because that's all they know them for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's really a true recognition of, like, their work in some place. A good example, I would say, and you can agree or not agree, but Christian, currently in AEW, I feel like I consider him either an AEW person or an Impact person.
Yeah.
Because that's the best work he's done. But yet, I would say he might have most of his years in WWE.
Right. And, like, I mean, his best work, I think, has been Impact and AEW.
So what would you consider, like, if you were like, what kind of guy is he in your mind? And I'm gonna be honest with you, I think there's a bunch of people that will not see it whatever way you go, because that's the other thing. It's in terms of viewers, because people probably weren't watching Christian when he was in TNA.
Right. Like, right now, I would say he's a TNA guy.
Mm-hmm.
But in a couple of years, I could see people saying, oh, he's an AEW guy more than anything else. But at this point right now, I would say, oh, he's a TNA guy.
Right.
Whereas, and I'll pick another guy.
Like, sure.
Let me think of another.
I think this is a fun thing to do for the rest of this episode, because all this is going to be is battles, I think. I don't think we're going to get much story progression in the next 20 minutes. Why don't we bounce back and forth, and you give one, and then we'll both talk about it, and then I'll give it.
I'll give you a perfect example. Ric Flair.
Oh yeah, that's a tough one.
Most people would like the older fans. I mean, I'm not calling us old.
That's all right. I mean, I'm old.
I think we would consider Flair a WCW guy more than anything else.
Correct. I agree.
Yes. Yes, he had a nice, you know, like in the mid-2000s in WWE, but I consider him more of a WCW guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Sting. As much as, you know, some of Sting's, you know, work and Impact TNA was really good, I kind of consider him a WCW guy.
Yeah. All right, so for me, yeah, I would definitely consider Ric Flair a WCW guy. I actually think there's probably someone out there, and I guess I'm not seeing if I'm right, they're right or wrong, but there I can see people out there saying that he's a WWE guy.
Right.
Because Flair was there for years in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's saying Flair's a TNA guy.
Oh God, no.
You know, and another good example of this, and I'm really curious where you land on this one, Hogan. Hogan's interesting to me because clearly everyone associates him with 80s wrestling.
Yeah.
But I wasn't an 80s fan, so I actually think I, in some ways, more identify him with when I was watching in the 90s as NWO Hollywood Hogan.
Right.
Because that's the other half of this. It also depends when you became a fan and what you were watching when you became a fan.
Mm-hmm. And you know who I also think could be in that discussion is Mick Foley. Because he was in, you know, all three. You know, WCW, right. ECW. Like, there are probably some people who probably think of him as an ECW guy.
Yeah.
More than a WWE or a WCW guy.
Yeah, because I started...
And that's a legit argument.
I started watching pro wrestling in the mid-90s, specifically around 93. Mm-hmm. So, for me... Like, I remember, Cactus Jack was, like, one of my favorites when I first started watching WCW.
Right.
But I do think that Foley's an interesting one, because Foley also, do people know him as for Foley or one of the three faces?
Exactly. That's another good argument. That's a really good one.
So I'll give you one that I want you to answer. Let's see. We probably talked about this one already off recording, but mm-hmm. What about Jon Moxley?
Ooh. Wow.
And I said to you that I definitely think see him as an AEW guy for sure.
Yeah, I do too.
Because. Whatever he's doing, it doesn't work. I keep resisting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so that's the other half for me that makes a guy different. So for Jon Moxley, he was Dean Ambrose in WWE, but Jon Moxley and Dean Ambrose are not even close to being the same thing.
Oh, God, no.
And going back to the past, another good example for that is Stunning Steve Austin and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that makes you me consider someone is better somewhere else. If they go to a complete gimmick change, like right now, here's an example of one that I don't feel is the same at all or is different at all. Andrade.
Right.
I don't see much of a difference between, and against it, I don't watch WWE and I haven't seen that much of it, but is there much of a difference of
right.
him now versus him in WWE?
Good point. I don't think there really is.
Like, to me, when you go to another promotion, I want you to have, unless you are, you know, a big name already, I guess Danielson, if he went back to WWE, let him keep being Danielson, that's fine. Like, but if you're a lower card guy and not really getting the... I want to see you, like, repackaged and make something else different and make it your own. As opposed to just doing what you've been doing.
All right. I got a real good one. Jericho.
Yeah, he's tough, too. Where do you fall on him?
I kind of think of him as a WWE guy.
I do, too.
Although he's done so much to help AEW, I kind of think of him as a WWE guy.
I think for him, the thing that makes him feel like a WWE guy still is because of how long he's been there.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
What about, let's see, let's think of another guy here. About to go on the AEW roster page and just pick one random person out. Okay, here's an example of another one that I don't think's really changed at all.
All right.
Miro.
Yeah, he's WWE.
When he started doing the weird video game thing, he was a little different.
It was, and it was good.
Yeah, whether or not people thought it was good is another debate, but I'm like, at least it's something different. That's mm-hmm. my thing.
And now he's like I do not worship white gods.
Is the dumbest storyline going on right now. I hate, absolutely hate that story. I don't understand what the payoff's supposed to be. And I don't even care. That's the worst part, actually, is that you've done something and now I don't care about it.
No, I was gonna say, and this is just a in general thing, I think it is harder to categorize, not categorize, but pick where a female wrestler, like what she is considered, because the majority of them stay with one place, you know?
See, I don't like. I don't know if I agree with
there's
that.
There's a couple of exceptions, though.
Yeah.
Like Gail Kim, I think of her as a TNA wrestler.
Absolutely. Yes, it's enough.
And she did start in WWE, but I do consider her TNA.
I agree with you.
Let's see. Let me think of another one.
Here, what, how about this one off? How about this off the wall one?
All right.
Do you consider Brock Lesnar a WWE guy or an MMA guy? Or a UFC guy, I should say.
God, that's... I would say WWE.
Okay. I actually only don't know. I don't know for
Yeah, me. I don't know.
Hey, here's why, because I know some people are like, oh, of course he's WWE. The thing is, if he went to UFC and lost immediately, I don't think we're talking about him today.
Right. Plus, he probably made more money in UFC.
Yeah.
Than he did in WWE.
Well, the only thing, I mean, the difference is... It depends on the whole part-time thing that he does. I don't know how that would factor into things, but... Wait, what's Toy Box Shimmy doing?
I got a hard one. And I'm actually going to group this one.
Okay.
The Hardys.
I would say WWE easily on that one, to be honest with you.
Okay.
As much as I liked... Not only liked, I love the Broken Matt stuff.
Right.
But in the time that they did it, it really wasn't that much time compared to their career as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, a year? Maybe a little more?
Maybe. It might be. I'm trying to think of anyone else.
That like it might be, like there would be a contest between.
Yeah, like one or the other. Crap.
How about this one? I got one for you. Here you go. How about Jeff Jarrett?
Ooh. I would say TNA.
I would too.
And not because he created it, you know. But
to be fair, it isn't for me. That's part of it, though. Because you associate him with all the important meetings that have to do with the creation of the company. It's hard for me to not see him be, you know, associated because of that.
Okay, what about AJ Styles?
TNA for me, for sure. Not even close. And I'll tell you why, because I know some people are going to be mad about it. Because he's doing the exact same thing he did in TNA. Except he has a worse theme song now.
Yeah, if you've never heard us talk about AJ Steve, let's say Jim not liking it is an understatement.
No, I like it. Oh, well, yeah, his WWE theme I don't like, to be clear.
Yeah, the WWE theme.
I think it's lazy, it's not really personalized, but here's my point is this, is that... What? I'm just trying to figure this out. Because you watch today's product more than I do. Is AJ Styles doing anything significantly different than he did in TNA? Move-wise, promo-wise... Look wise is the same look. That's why I associate him still with TNA.
I mean, his hair is a little longer, but I'm not going to count that.
Okay. What about Samoa Joe?
I actually had that one in my mind. You know what? I might upset people with this, but I don't really care. I kind of consider him an R.
I do too. However,
and the reason I say okay, go ahead.
No, go first. Finish your thought.
Okay. My thing is, the reason I consider him an ROH guy is because of his world title reign. That's what put Ring of Honor basically on the map for good, was that year and a half long reign. But that's just me.
I consider him a Ring of Honor guy as well. I definitely don't consider... And it's kind of the same thing with the AJ Styles thing, too. Why the hell are you going here now? Oh, no, I was being here.
I don't even see the screen.
That's because it's black right now.
Oh.
Can you see it now?
No.
All right, I don't know. I think that's on your end, then, because... All right, hold on. Let me go out and share screens again. Hold on. Samoa Joe's kind of the same situation like AJ for me. What is different than what he was presented in any promotions previously?
Mm-hmm.
Same moveset, he looks the same.
Oh, I can see it.
Well, yeah, because I reset it. That being said, and maybe I'm predating myself here, I'll take the risk. If he wins the AEW championship at some point and has a good reign, I might consider him an AEW person in the future.
That's a good case.
You got another one that you want to bring up for us to debate about?
Oh, jeez. Let's do CM Punk.
He's a tough one. I don't know. I feel like that one's... let me get your thoughts, and I'm probably going to skip that one, because I think that would go on to a big, long debate that I don't really feel like having.
I would kind of put him in the same category as Judo. I think he's an ROH guy.
So how come it works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't? That's weird.
I know.
Let's try and go for more of an old school, not old school, but like an older generation for this next one.
Right.
Let's go with look, Kevin Nash / Diesel.
Whoa.
That's interesting because he was their top guy for a year, or however long it was.
Yeah. I know, but his most popular years were in WCW.
Correct, right.
I guess he's a WCW guy.
He's another one that I'm not sure where I would go with that.
Yeah. Like, if someone said he's a WWF guy, I wouldn't have an argument. I really wouldn't. I don't think there's a wrong answer on Nash, honestly.
No, probably not. It's just, like I said, interesting to me because, you know, everyone says, homegrown people, whether you're talking about AEW or
WWE.
We don't say homegrown anymore for WWE, really. Because a lot of their guys come from somewhere else.
Unless they really went through the NXT just...
Yeah, there's no one that I could think of off the top of my head that has gone... That has been created at the Performance Center that's at a main event level now. Because even Roman Reigns, wasn't that like Florida Championship Wrestling or something?
Yeah, but that was still part of WWE.
Yeah, but wasn't their Performance Center, what I'm saying.
Right.
Nor was he created there.
Right.
Whereas, and then everyone else is from somewhere else, whether it's, I don't know, give me some top names that aren't part-timers, and, like, Kevin Steen from Ring of Honor, and El Generico from Ring of Honor, and AJ Styles from Impact, and Samoa Joe from Impact. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone was somewhere else, even Jay Cargill from AEW, and...
Right.
I would argue... I mean, there's someone, Cody. He's I definitely associate him as an AEW person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was part of making AEW.
Right.
So...
I got a good one for you. Let's get some New Japan in the mix. What do you consider Kenny Omega?
Ooh. I think I would say he's a New Japan guy.
Yeah, because even though he's one of the cornerstones of AEW, boy, when he's in Japan, they really put him on another level.
Yeah.
In presentation, as opposed, for some reason, AEW doesn't really want to fully do it a lot of the times, it feels like.
It's almost like he's on God.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah, he gets to do all his... Well, I mean, he's done some... custom entrances here in the States, but I feel like he's just overall a bigger deal in New Japan, I feel like.
Yeah. I would say Japan in general, actually, now that I think about it. Because he wrestled in DDT for a long time before he went to New Japan. So I would say just Japan in general.
Okay.
Probably.
Paying attention, Barbie's almost dead.
Right.
Yeah, no, this is a good episode for me to have this kind of talk, and also, as you can tell, I'm getting used to the controls now. Like, this is what I was talking about earlier in the episode. I needed to have a portion of the game where I could just battle and battle, so that way I could get used to things.
Ooh, okay, I got another one.
What do we got?
Randy Savage.
Okay. See, that one's easy to me. I would... Oh, wait. No, maybe not, because he had a pretty good WCW reign.
Yeah, he did.
I'd still say it's probably an easy WWE for me.
Yeah. Okay, Luger. Would you say Luger's a WC? Yeah, Luger's a WC.
Yeah, I would say that.
Just trying to think. Bret Hart is a WWE guy.
Yeah, I definitely. Shawn Michaels is.
Yeah.
Obviously, The Undertaker. I don't think anyone's saying, oh, Mean Mark Calloway was better.
Right.
Oh, I got a non-wrestler person that for debate.
Okay.
Paul Heyman.
All right. ECW.
Yeah. He's not... for me, at least, he'll never... get rid of the ECW off him. I mean, he was the owner or the head, whatever he was.
Booker. Yeah.
Or, I believe we have only a little bit more time left here. Let me just take a look and see what the clock says here. Let me know if you think of anyone else too while I check that out.
All right, I got a non-wrestler.
Okay.
Jim Ross.
I would say WWE all the way. I don't really think that one was that hard for me.
Okay.
What about you? You're making an argument for him more with WCW? Or AEW, even?
AEW. If you're going to do AEW, maybe the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But his health is kind of brought him, like, his health is not as good, I guess.
There. Right.
Nah, you're right. I probably would say WWE.
And again, just because what we're saying is what we think doesn't mean those people out there are wrong. Because, I mean, you're talking about a, you know, like a, what, 30-year, 35-year time period that we're trying to cover here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more than that. So, you know, certainly there are people out there who haven't been alive that long. So, if you were in other words, if you started watching in the last, you know, 6 years, a lot of these, yeah, you'll always see them as a WWE person because there's not that much for you to compare to.
Okay, I thought of one more.
Okay. This will probably be the last one because this is the last battle, I think, for this episode.
All right. Terry Funk.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think he's a WWE guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. If people said he was a WCW guy, there is an argument there for that.
Yeah.
Because of what he did with Flair, and then he had like a couple more runs later on. I think in the end, he's an ECW guy to me.
Or do you think he's a, what is it, FMW guy?
Oh, another one that you could say he's a Japan guy.
Well, specifically the FMW is the deathmatch, though.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the first that's the first I ever heard of. I think it's
FMW.
That's
a good one. That's a good one.
It is FMW, right? That's the right promotion I'm thinking of?
I think so.
Yeah, because that's the first that I remember seeing Terry Funk. Not in WCW or Crockett Promotions.
Right.
It was the deathmatch stuff. Yeah, the deathmatch stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Well, let's. I'm going to get burned and then we're going to head out of here. All right, everyone. So tell people where they can find you and then let's go.
All right. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at House of Bill and Instagram, Mr. Billiam 85.
All right, as far as I go, official RP Jimmy on Twitch and YouTube, and that's podcasting on Instagram. We'll catch you next time for some more WrestleQuest.